Hi there, it's the Christian Science Daily Lift. So glad you've joined us. Today, we have Pamela Walker. Pam's a Christian Science practitioner from Lexington, Kentucky.
My taxi ride to the airport began well enough, but the mood shifted when the driver mentioned his home country, a place known to be in the clutches of political upheaval and gang violence. As he talked, he became distraught. I knew no verbal response would calm the anger, but I knew I could pray. I've found prayer to be an effective way to resolve mental turmoil of all kinds. The very basis of this practical prayer is trusting the one God, who is described in the Bible and also defined in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures as love. This book, written by Mary Baker Eddy, speaks of the divine authority to overcome evil with the statement, "Love is the liberator." I sensed that beneath the driver's anger was a feeling of deep anguish for his troubled homeland and a fear that it might be lost to him forever. It was then that my prayer took a new turn and called forth a wave of what I can only describe as Christly compassion, the kind of brotherly love that beholds each one of us as entirely spiritual. The remainder of our journey was quiet, and I continued to pray. After exiting the taxi, I found myself turning back and speaking to him through his open window. "I will pray for your country," I said. A broad smile crossed his face, and tears came to his eyes. He stretched out his hand to grasp mine. During that ride, prayer had freed me from the mental grip of anguish. It moved my thought to a more spiritual perspective. It seemed that both the driver and I felt a relatedness to one another in brotherly love, hearts joined in an unspoken understanding of God's loving care. Humble prayer penetrates the paralyzing stagnation of helplessness, and each small Christ-impelled prayer breaks through anything that prevents the flow of our natural Christly love for one another.
Thanks for joining us for another week of fresh inspiration. For more from the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, be sure to check out our audio landing page at christianscience.com/audio.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.